Now we come to the reflections and contemplations regarding the three higher realms. And these three higher realms are the God realm, the Asura realm, and the human realm. First, we'll start with the God realm. The gods have very long lives. They have perfect health. They have great wealth, great luxuries, great comfort, incredible enjoyments. Now, many people would think, now, why don't we just work for this? Wouldn't it be great to be in the God realm? This sounds okay to me. I could be like Zeus or Jupiter and go get up to all sorts of mischief and enjoy myself. There is a catch to this, though. Because they enjoy themselves so much, because they enjoy so many sensual pleasures and such abundance, never enters their mind to practice the Dharma. And they spend their time, their many, many years, mindlessly just enjoying themselves. First, how do they end up in the God realm? The causes of ending up in the God realm is their practicing of merit, of positive deeds. So in their previous life or previous lives, they really practiced virtuous deeds, the 10 positive deeds, very, very well. And they didn't indulge in negative karma. And this were the causes for them ending up or attaining the fruit of ending up in the God realm. Due to the great merit of these previous actions of theirs. Eventually, after all of their enjoyment, their merit runs out. And then their time or their life as the gods starts to come to an end. And they say there's signs that they can see. They start to realize that their merit has started to expire. And what happens is they then also have the ability to see in the future. And in this ability, this clairvoyance, they start to see where they're going in their next life. And this causes them great anguish and great remorse for having wasted their time just being involved in all of these pleasures and enjoyment. And they also have pride, and this loss of their position or loss of what they had causes them this unhappiness and this anguish. And they say, for instance, in the heaven of 33s, 7 days would be equivalent of 700 years. So they've got all of this time before their death to really experience great remorse. And that's where they say that they are like a fish out of water flapping around on burning hot sand. And their mental anguish is really, really acute. All good things come to an end. And they really experience suffering due to the one knowing that they're going to lose the enjoyments and the pleasures that they had, and the second seeing that their next life they're more than likely going to end up in the lower realms. From previous merits also, they may end up in the form or formless realms, and this is a state of meditative absorption. However, this meditative absorption is not the state of enlightenment, but they believe it's the state of enlightenment. So they stay in the state for a very long time. However, when this merit runs out, they realize that they haven't attained enlightenment, and they sometimes then develop the wrong views towards the Dharma and end up in the animal realms due to their ignorance. In this reflection, try and contemplate or visualize, imagine their suffering that they experience as a result of change, the experience that they are going to feel because of their loss of status and fame and all of those sensual pleasures, and seeing that they're going to go and see that they will end up in the suffering of the lower realms. And as a result, give rise to great compassion also to the gods, and really wish for them to be free from the suffering. And the second is to contemplate the preciousness of human life, because in human life we would practice the Dharma, we would have the opportunity to plant those seeds or create the causes for attaining enlightenment and create the causes for future benefit in our future lives, and not waste our time mindlessly just enjoying ourselves. What may help in this practice as well is just to remember that enlightenment exceeds or surpasses all material concerns. So again, the causes for attaining enlightenment are considered far more valuable than just the material enjoyments of the gods.